News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Former President Trump is celebrating a Supreme Court ruling today, granting him partial presidential immunity for trying to overturn the 2020 election. Our Robert Costa with Trump's reaction.
Big win for our Constitution and democracy. Proud to be an American. There's a lot of celebration clearly happening in former President Trump's orbit. He might not now face any sort of federal trial before the election.
Trump's trial was originally set to start in March, but got delayed pending that decision. The Biden campaign, of course, blasting the ruling, as did Officer Harry Dunn, who defended the Capitol on January 6.
My message today is simple. This is not a drill. Donald Trump is the single greatest threat to the United States of America in a generation. We can't let him anywhere in the Oval Office again.
The ruling gives Trump broad immunity, but does not completely give him immunity for criminal prosecution. A mistrial in Boston for Karen Reed, who faced murder charges for allegedly killing her cop boyfriend. Jurors were unable to reach a verdict following a two-month trial and 5 days of deliberation. Illegal crossings are down to a new three-year low at the southern border. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Border Patrol processed approximately 84,000 migrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border without authorization in June. The lowest monthly level since President Biden took office in January 2021, when the agency reported just over 75,000.
U.S. officials credit a partial asylum ban as the main driving force behind that drop. Leaders in the Caribbean are pleading with people now to take shelter as Hurricane Beryl slams the islands with 150-mile-an-hour winds and rains. Ron Kennedy's ready in Barbados.
The windows are already secured, boarded up, everything like that. And we've got all the water and everything secure in the house.
The storm's a strong Category 4 hurricane right now and is not expected to hit the U.S. More fallout in Utica, New York now, where officers are under investigation for the shooting death of a 13-year-old boy. CBS's Michael George.
Here's what happens next. The officers are on paid leave pending an investigation by the state attorney general's office. And I can also tell you there's an internal investigation at the Utica Police Department underway as well.
The boy's family and neighbors have been protesting. They're demanding justice. And Pope Francis canonized 15-year-old Carlo Acutis today, a video game lover who died of leukemia in 2006. The faithful paying their respects at the Vatican.
I came because they put this boy as example. It's something very, very good and very nice.
He's the first millennial saint. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's an elevated level of concern at beaches in the area. Lifeguards at North and Zoo Beaches in Racine say it's rough out there, which has prompted the Public Health Department to issue an advisory. Flags will be flown at half-staff in honor of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. The governor has issued an executive order in connection to Delagrave's death. Another recall attempt against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been shot down. The Wisconsin Elections Commission rejected the most recent petition in a 4-2 vote late last week. A 50-year-old Kenosha man riding a bike was hit by a car last night. He was flown to Milwaukee. Police are still searching for that driver. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Another series win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 7-1 to win the home series 2-1. Bottom of the fourth, the Brewers able to get past Cubs starter Kyle Hendricks with three consecutive singles. Then it was Bryce Durang at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Tied for the major league lead at Grand Slams.
The Brewers have now hit five Grand Slams in their last eight games. Two from Terang, who spoke after the game.
Yeah, you know, we got to have guys on to hit Grand Slams, and we're doing that. It happens.
The Cubs only able to generate one run on a solo home run shot and just two hits.
Well, offensively, I think, you know, it's one run, so it's hard to see a scenario where that's going to win us a game. And, you know, no matter who we're facing, we're going to have to be better.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. From American Family Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, clouds increasing, breezy winds, and highs scraping 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah. guess I'll just take your glasses.
Judy in disguise with glasses. I always wanted to know, is she like Clark Kent? Like she puts her glasses on and then nobody knows her? She's in disguise? That's what I always thought.
Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Here. any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, last night, the Racine Concert Band had its first free concert of the summer over at the Racine Zoo. And you know who the host is? Our own Don Rosen. Don't tell anyone, but we snuck a microphone in.
The Racine Concert Band and Mark Eichner conducting. What a beautiful night this is going to be. Welcome back to the Racine Zoo and the Racine Concert Band's 102nd season of free concerts. We have a special Independence Day program for you tonight, a tribute to our 16th President Abraham Lincoln. I'm Don Rosen, and here's something I never thought I'd say. Your morning host at WRJN. I never thought I'd say that again, but I'm glad to do it.
That's our own Don Rosen hosting the Racine Concert Band at the Racine Zoo last night. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I hear something saying,
home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Have you gone to WRJN.com yet today and clicked on the Big Deals tab? When you do, you can save 30% on local food, services, and merchandise.
No, 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 no.
Yes.
I do.
No other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Parts of southern Wisconsin hit by tornadoes last week will get help from the state to clean up and recover. Governor Evers issued a disaster declaration on Friday. About a dozen tornadoes swept through southern Wisconsin last week. Some of the worst damage was in the Janesville area. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign starts collecting signatures today to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 50-year-old Kenosha man is in critical condition after being hit by a car last night. Police are still searching for the vehicle that hit the bicyclist at around 11 last night near Sheridan Road and 51st Street. The victim was flown to Milwaukee due to the severity of his condition. The Kenosha Police Department says they're actively investigating the case and are urging the driver involved to come forward. The Racine County community is mourning the unexpected loss of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, who passed away suddenly Friday morning. The 51-year-old Delagrave's career in county government spanned over two decades, starting in 2003. He was first elected to county executive in 2015. County Board President Tom Kramer will serve as acting county executive until a special election can be organized. Lifeguards at North and Zoo Beaches in Racine are reporting concerning conditions, prompting the Public Health Department to issue an advisory. While the beaches remain open, swimmers are advised to be extra cautious when entering the water. The city says that visitors can still enjoy their day at the beach, but they should remain aware of the current conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We've got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, clouds increasing, breezy winds, and highs scraping 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
WRJN. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. A survey finds that the higher a person's income, the happier they are with their lives. Gosh, and I've had it reversed all this time. All along, I've been thinking the more bill collectors I have, the happier I'll be.
Just the rock.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Of course, 4th of July parade and all the festivities coming up this Thursday. In just a couple of minutes, we'll give you all the who, what, when, where, everything you need to know.
Notice them until I got this feeling that
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Of course, WRJN is proud to be part of the annual Racine 4th Fest Fun this year. In fact, look for our own Don Rosen and Lou Regani in the parade this year. They're going to be in a classic Crosley car. I think position number 47 in the parade, if that means anything. Of course, the parade and the fireworks both happening on the 4th. The pre-parade vehicles step off at about 8:30. And the main elements getting underway at about 9 o'clock. The route's the same as always, right? Main Street and Gould is where it steps off. It heads south through downtown from there. And then, of course, stick around downtown for all the fireworks at night. You can stake out your spot at North Beach or maybe somewhere along the lakeshore and enjoy the fireworks at dusk. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of one eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th Annual Parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand. She forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, where is the standard cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
Look like an ace now.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away. Shouldn't alive,
but you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Well, it was on this date in 2002 that six postage stamps designed by Paul McCartney went on sale in the Isle of Man, with proceeds from their sale going to the Adopt a Minefield charity. Here's Paul on vocals.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Mm-hmm.